Is the Bible the Word of God? The late Dr. L. Berry, who served the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as president in the 1990s, wrote, "Real human beings were given real words from God to write down. As our Lord Jesus Christ was both true God and true man, so the Bible is truly the Word of God and also the writing of human beings. Even as our Lord Jesus took on human flesh free from sin and error, so God used human beings to provide a written revelation of himself that is free from error. Thus we believe that the Bible is both incapable of error, infallible, and free from error, inerrant. Has the Bible been disproven by objective evidence, such as archaeology, geography, astronomy, or history? Surprisingly, for a book whose first chapters were written 3,600 years ago, it has been shown to be quite accurate. Because we believe, teach, and confess that the Bible is the Word of God, we accept the Bible as true. Where the Bible and modern science disagree, we look for flaws in the human reasoning of science." Now comes one of the more controversial statements in the Bible. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." This week, our Old Testament lesson is a creation account in Genesis. We are going to look at selected verses of this account to learn more of this most important truth, that God the Father is our Creator. May our Lord grant us open ears to hear His word and faith to trust in Him. Amen.